Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kanisha. How may I assist you on today?
Hi, Kanisha. My name's Kathleen White, and I have got a problem on my credit card that I've been charged for products I have not received, and they just made me aware of it today. PNC has, and looking back on my account for last month, they did it too. So I'm calling you.
All right, and so I can better assist you. Keep in mind with your zip code, please.
43. Oh, my zip code.
Yes, ma'am.
4-3-9-5-3.
43953.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for that information. And you say your name was Kathy White, correct?
Kathleen C. White. Yes.
All right, thank you for the information. For security purposes, may you please provide to me your address?
109 Beverly Lane, Wintersville, Ohio.
All right, thank you for the information. So looking into the account, it is showing that you had our aloe vera face cream and eye serum.
Yes.
Okay, so it's showing me that you ordered this on March the 17th. You made a payment of $677.45. Basically, what you paid for was for shipping and handling. That was for a 14-day trial. So if you did not cancel within 14 days, on the 15th day, they will send you, you know, charge you for the wholesale price, which was $91.89 and $92.90. So you just got charged again. That was for May the 3rd, because this is a recurring 30-day supply. So they just ship you out another order on the 4th. You haven't received it yet because it's still being shipped.
Ma'am, I've never received this at all since I got the two little sample bottles from them, and it says, do you want to receive this every 30 days? And I put no, the one time only. And that was it. I'm not, you know, I didn't do that. I would never put that. And I've never received any product since those two little sample bottles.
Yes, ma'am. The two little sample bottles is the only product that you were supposed to receive right now. And what you just got charged for is already been shipped. It just haven't got to your home yet. So you got charged on April the 3rd. That was for the bottles that you received when you paid the $7.45, because they gave you those bottles just for you to try to trial out for 14 days. So after the 14 days, they charge you for those bottles.
Okay, what happened on the 4th? What happened on the 2nd of April?
Yes, ma'am. The 2nd and 3rd, the 2nd and 3rd of April was the bottles. They charge you for those bottles you received. Those two bottles that you said that you only had, those they charge you for those bottles. Cause like I said before, you was on a 14-day trial when you paid the $7.45 and the $6.70.
Okay, they've never, and see, now May, they're charging me again. So how do I stop this? I'll fight these people, because the charge card now is shut down. I mean, because I am totally unaware of this, because like I told you, I've not received, you say I received the $91.89 and the other little thing, because it says, a matter of fact, I think I still kept their email, $92.90, okay? They were less than an ounce. And now they're coming again in May and charging me again for May's.
Yes, ma'am. So, what I can do, I can offer.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, ma'am. So first, I do want to say I do apologize for the inconvenience. These are valid charges, but what I can do for you as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 35% refund. So I can refund you 35% of the money for the last two charges.
Okay, you mean in April?
Yes, ma'am. So for the one that you just got charged for in May and the one that you just got charged for in April as well, I can refund you 35% of both of those charges.
Now, how can I – well, the charge card is now stopped, so they can't bother me anymore, correct?
Correct. So once I refund 35% of those charges, I was going to go ahead and cancel it anyways.
Thank you. Well, if that's all that I can do, I'm really going to send a message through Facebook about these crooked people. But, okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I guess if that's my only alternative, then I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. Lesson well learned.
All right, so just hold for a moment. Let me go ahead and refund you back those two last charges, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am, I just want to let you know I'm still here, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm just looking at my bill.
All right, I'm almost finished, ma'am, okay?
That's okay. You take your time.
All right, ma'am. So I went ahead and refunded you 35% for the last charges. So you got a refund of $59.73 and $60.39. Both of those charges been back to your bank. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days before it hits your actual bank account, okay?
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, and I also went on and canceled everything. So whenever you're ready, after you answer me the question, whatever you're about to ask, I can provide you with that cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, so it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
42.
Yeah.
E as in Echo.
Okay.
B as in Bravo.
Okay.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
81.
All right.
245.
All right.
Okay, and you no longer get charged on your credit debit card anymore, okay?
Okay. Now, how does this go back on a card like the one that's being shut down that was used?
Well, first, what happens is I sent the payment back to your bank. So it'll take 3 to 5 business days to get back into your bank account. So if you already shut the card down by your bank, they'll be able to put it on, you know, either card. Because like I said, it goes to your actual bank first before it hits your bank account. So all you have to do is contact your bank and let them know, you know, I did just talk to them. They told me that they, you know, refunded me back two charges. They'll be able to see it. And, you know, they'll be able to work out with putting it on another card or whatever that situation may be.
Okay, now $59.73, and what was the next one?
$60.39.
$60.39.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it. Okay. All right, so that'll be okay. Well, you did me the best you could. So, okay. And I now this one that's coming in May, they had questions about it. Now, does that mean they pay it or they don't?
Okay, so with you already being charged, so they already charged you for it. So I did give you that 35% refund back, but it's already shipping to you. So you will receive it. You do not have to return it. Because it's already been shipped to you, you can keep it, okay?
Okay,
you will not get charged again for it because your account is canceled. But the only reason why you're going to still be receiving it is because it's already been shipped and it's already on the way to your home.
Okay, and if I never receive it?
If you never receive, you can call back, but I'm pretty sure you're going to receive. They have your address on file.
They do?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I can't wait to see this. Really, but I see in March where I ordered that, you know, for $670 and $745. I do see that, but none of that other stuff went along with it. They are really good at this.
Yes, ma'am. It was within the terms and conditions when you accepted that she was 18 or older. It was within the terms and conditions explaining to you how we'll go as far as the 14-day trial.
Yeah, boy, aren't they a crud? Okay, well. good. I'm going to shut this card down, so that'll be a wake-up call to them.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too, dear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.